An attack in cyberspace. Lisa Brady, Fox News. It could be the latest move by Russia after what the West has called an invasion of eastern Ukraine. Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
Lisa, Ukraine says it has been hit by another sweeping cyber attack with the websites of its government, the foreign ministry and the state security service all taken offline. There has been a string of attacks recently, with Ukraine often blaming Russia, allegations Russia denies. This is Ukraine's leaders ask Parliament to approve a state of emergency across the country, which would come into effect tonight. Lisa.
Thanks, Simon. Ukraine also urging its citizens to leave Russia as Russia evacuates its embassy in Kyiv while the sanctions keep coming. The European Union freezing assets and banning travel by the Russian defense minister and top presidential advisor, and hundreds of Russian lawmakers who voted to recognize the independence of two separatist regions.
We appreciate decisions already taken, but they're not enough to prevent Russia from changing their mind.
Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
There's no middle ground here. Calling for both sides to de-escalate only gives Russia a pass.
Warning Russia will pay an even steeper price for continued aggression. The FBI says it's aggressively investigating ongoing bomb threats targeting historically black colleges and universities, houses of worship, and other faith-based and academic institutions nationwide. Nearly 60 institutions targeted from early January to mid-February, with threats made in a variety of ways, including by phone, email, instant messaging, and online. No explosive devices found. The FBI investigating those cases as racially or ethnically motivated violent extremism and hate crimes. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
COVID mandates are coming to an end in Chicago.
No more masks and no more vaccine passes. That announcement from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
For certain public locations on February 28th.
The city, Cook County, and the state of Illinois all dropping COVID mandates because cases are down. As restaurant employees in Chicago, like her, rejoice.
Oh, my God, we're excited. The whole mask thing has been terrible.
Critics say the policy change has more to do with politics ahead of the midterm elections, though many businesses like theaters, even Chicago public schools for now, are vowing to keep COVID mandates in place. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Maryland School Board voting to rescind its mask mandate, leaving it up to local districts, but that still needs legislative approval, and the teachers union has called it premature. The CDC changing its guidance on the timing of COVID shots for people ages 12 to 65, recommending 8 weeks between the first and second dose of Pfizer or Moderna instead of 3 or 4 weeks. Health officials say the longer wait can provide more enduring protection and may help diminish a rare heart inflammation side effect in young men. A stepped-up warning about wildfires from the UN's environment program.
The new report says wildfires are getting worse globally thanks to a warming planet and changes to land use patterns, and warns governments are unprepared. The western U.S., northern Siberia, central India, and eastern Australia already seeing more blazes, and the likelihood of catastrophic wildfires globally could increase more than 50% by the turn of the century. The report also says areas once considered safe from major fires won't be immune, including in the Arctic, tropical forests in Indonesia, and the southern Amazon of South America. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Stocks are fluctuating. Right now, the Dow is down 81 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.